Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today we're in the studio. We're joined by Terry Willis, and this time we're not talking Price City. A bit of a change from you, so we're going to be talking about the Soroptimists of International of Price. So, Terry, thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us.
I love changing hats and coming for different reasons. So,
and you wear so many different hats, so there's always a different reason when you're coming in.
There is.
Let's just kind of talk about what the Soroptimists International organization is. So for some people who might not know what your organization aims to do, can you just give a brief overview of it?
Yeah, the Soroptimist is a women's service organization with our focus on improving the lives of women and girls in our community and throughout the world.
And then something coming up for you, very special. Is going to be Friday, November 22nd. You're going to have your 51st annual charity benefit.
Right. And as most people know, it's wine tasting. So Soroptimist, the club itself, has been around for since 1954. And then, like you said, this is our 51st year of holding wine tasting. So I think it's one of the longest running events in Carbon County. And this will be held this year on November 22nd, which is a Friday, from 6 to 8 at the Carbon Country Club. And it includes a full course meal, hors d'oeuvres, the wine tasting. And we've got another little special thing that we're doing this year. And we're going to have a helper beer tasting for those of you that would rather have beer than wine. So that's we are looking forward to that and supporting our local business. The tickets are $60 a piece, and those proceeds do stay local.
And then let's talk about the proceeds from this event, because, you know, you said earlier, Women's Service Organization. What are these proceeds going towards?
Well, our main program that we do is called our Live Your Dream Grant Program, and we generally give between 2 to 5 women in our area who are head of household and going back to school to improve their education for themselves and their families. And we do this as a grant. And the grants can run anywhere from $1,000 to about $500, depending on their need. And those are given as grants because what we realize is that for women going back to school, it's not always about finding tuition, but it's staying in school because of things like your car needs repair, or you need help with childcare. You might even need clothing that you didn't have to go back to school. There's a lot of little needs that come up and sometimes can be a barrier to keeping women in school.
And this is always something I love talking about on air, is just charitable organizations like the Soroptimists, because it's always so nice to see how well this community joins together to help those in need. It's a big part of that Castle Country spirit.
Oh, yeah. And this is a well-attended event, so we encourage you to reach out quickly to get your tickets. But this money does improve so many lives, and we follow up with those women, and when they get through their education and they move on, several of them have come back and joined our organization and help give back even more.
Yeah, and then let's talk about, you hit on the full course meal that you're going to be having on this, in addition to the wine tasting and the helper beer tasting. But on top of all that, you guys are going to have a variety of activities that will also benefit those organizations and that grant. You have a silent auction, a door prize drawing, and a 50-50 board. Let's talk about those for a second.
Oh, the 50-50 board's fun because you buy a space on the board for $10. And in the end, we call a number, and you get 50% of the proceeds. And I want to say it's about $500 that you win off of that. So it's just a fun little way to continue adding to our fundraising event. The baskets are amazing. You know, the women that put together the baskets, and different businesses in our community also have put together baskets and helped donate to that. So, you know, it's just, there's always something to do. And because there's so many people, you just mingle. You just have a good time because you're kind of hanging around and sampling the wine, eating the hors d'oeuvres. We have handcrafted desserts. So that's something new that we've added in the past couple of years. And, you know, you can't go wrong. Even if you're not much of a wine drinker, we do have non-alcoholic beverages available as well. So,
yeah, it's really something for everybody.
Yeah. And then there's the no-host bar at the country club as well, in case there's something else that you want. So there's something for everybody, and it is an amazing night.
And it sounds like it's going to be just the best time imaginable. And for only $60, and knowing that $60 is going towards charity, I can't think of a better way to spend a Friday night now, Terry.
Oh, absolutely. If you went to the country club, you'd probably spend $60 a person anyway. So, and we get the amazing country club cooking, and, you know, you can't go wrong. And we give so much credit to the country club because they really work hard to make this an amazing event.
Yeah, they really do so much to help out in this event. So big shout out to the Carbon County Country Club. Now, Terry, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, I just, if you would like to purchase tickets, you can call me directly at 650-1209. There also is on Facebook, a Facebook page for Soroptimist International of Price. And with that, there's a code that you can go online and purchase your tickets using the QR code. So,
well, Terry, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Terry Willis, and we were talking about the Soroptimist International of Price 51st Annual Charity Benefit that will be taking place on Friday, November 22nd. Tickets are only $60, so buy yours now. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.